Welcome to Believe in Betting, a Sports Garden Network production. We are your source for sports entertainment and credible sports intelligence. And now, here's your host, Tom Barton.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Believe in Betting. I am your host, Tom Barton, from TomBartonSports.com. And all is said and done. That is it. We have cut down the nets. The champagne has been poured. And UConn just continued to roll on. I mean, you just have to look at this UConn Huskies team and marvel at what they did. But guys, for us, it's just the beginning. Go check me out at TomBartonSports.com, Tom Barton Sports over on X, over on Twitter, Tom Barton Sports on YouTube. Guys, when I say, you know, it's just the beginning, because as a sports bettor, you have to be paying attention at all times, especially when you're talking about futures plays, right? So the March Madness tournament is over. The Field of 68 is done. Championships are finished. And immediately afterwards, people began to speak about futures plays. And right now, you can probably get some value if you're looking through things and looking at it through a very, very smart eye early on. But it's risky. Futures plays are risky. One of the things I say all the time, and I'll repeat it here, and I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself to people that have listened to me for years, but with futures plays, it's not necessarily that you're looking to win that futures play. You want to set yourself up in a position to hedge against it. Okay, so that's why you won't see me during football season taking, you know, a 6-to-1 favorite. You're only getting 6-to-1 back. It's going to be hard to hedge against that, especially if they're the favorite. No. But you start to get into that 10-to-1, 15-to-1, 20-to-1, or 30-to-1 or more, all of a sudden you have very good hedging opportunities. So we're going to talk about that here. I'm going to give you a couple of insights where I am looking at a couple of futures plays. But like I said, look, UConn, two in a row here. I told you before the year when we did our preview, I liked UConn. Last year, they were seventh to repeat. So they had the 7 lowest odds to repeat overall in the entire league. Now, what I will say is that we have already had upheaval, and in the new transfer portal and with the nil deal, and this week, of course, with coaching, upheaval absolutely is there. It's going to be there, and there's going to be a lot of opportunity for, you know, the numbers to move and shake, and we'll get into that in a moment. But let's look at the board right away, okay? Sitting at the top, you have Duke and Kansas, both of them sitting there at about 10-to-1 or so. Look, Kansas had a bad year. A bad year by their estimation. Bill Self famously kind of came out even before the conference championship and basically said he was throwing this year away. You know, he kind of didn't even care about this year. I mean, that's what Bill Self knew. He knew that his team was banged up. Before the conference championship games, he told everybody, oh, don't worry about it. We're going to rest these guys, but they'll be back for the conference championship games. Then they came out and said, oh, don't worry about it. They'll be back for the NCAA tournament. Most of them didn't come back at all. I mean, the big man in the middle did, but most of these guys, their key players didn't come back at all. It was 3 starters that were vital to Bill Self injured. So I understand why Kansas is at the top of the heap. Duke, well, Duke is Duke. And Duke doesn't, you know, do anything but reload, and they don't have to reload. Look, they are absolutely stacked. I think if you talk to me today, you ask me to run through each team's complete rosters, where it looks and where the projections are, before nil, before transfer portal, all of it, Duke is the most talented team in the country. So I get why they are there. And then you have the UConn Huskies. Like I said, they were the 7th lowest odds to repeat, to be the first team since the Florida Gators. They were 10-to-1 last year. They're now 12-to-1 to three-peat. So they're right there. Now, I know sportsbooks have them at 10-to-1 and tied for number 1. Most sportsbooks have them behind at about 12-to-1. It's hard to doubt what UConn's doing right now. They are an absolute force. Now, before last year, when we did our preview, I told you I thought UConn was going to win it all. Before the tournament last year, I had UConn winning one of my brackets. I only play 2 brackets, right? Same thing happened this year. Before the year, I told you I really liked UConn. UConn was one of the 2 teams that I gave as a futures play, and they, when I filled out my 2 brackets again this year, UNC winning it all in one, UConn winning it all in another. I don't know if I get the same feel today, right? At 12-to-1 odds, I certainly am not diving into UConn. Look, a repeat, I know, and a three-peat are just tough. It's just all automatically tough. I get that. I do. I tend to think that the Big East is actually going to be better than it was this year. I think St. John's is building something incredible. They probably should have been brought to the dance this year. I think Seton Hall has a chance to be better than they. I think overall, Creighton, Marquette, Villanova, I think all of every team, maybe Marquette takes a step back. I think every team has a chance to be better. So I don't see the regular season going, but in the postseason, look, we're looking at a team that just did historic things. It's hard to discount UConn. I don't want to sit back and tell you I'm discounting them. I'm just not buying into a futures play in April at 12-1 odds. Houston Cougars, I think Houston could be dynamic next year. I do. I think Houston could be absolutely explosive next year. I like Houston a lot, but look, at 14-1 odds before the year, there's still a lot to be said about a team that hasn't gotten over the hump. Can they? Sure, they have the ability, but they haven't done it. So it worries me a little. North Carolina is going to lose some big talent. North Carolina, by all rights, might lose their top two players. They're sitting at 16-1. I need to see the shakeup and what's going on in North Carolina. You can't count them out. Okay. And I do think that the ACC is going through one of those downturns right now. So they'll look pretty good in the ACC, but I don't love North Carolina at 16-1. After Scott Drew told Kentucky he's preferred to stay at Baylor, Baylor sticks at 18-1. I've never really been a fan of the Big 12 teams winning at all. At 18-1, I don't love this either. Arizona and Alabama at 20-1 odds. Now we're starting to get into that tempting range. While I think maybe Kansas can win it all next year, I wouldn't bet against UConn. I get it. It's not tempting enough for me to take. All of a sudden, Alabama and Arizona at 20-1 odds starting to become tempting. Arizona's always in the mix. It's a weak Pac-12, but look, I can't sit back and say that Arizona is anything but what they always are, and that is coming up short. I can't go there for 20-1 odds. Same thing with Alabama. I mean, you look at Alabama and you go, okay, Nate Oates is building something fantastic, but can their defense sustain? Look, at 20-1 odds, it's not enough for me to kind of go in there. Purdue, Michigan State, Tennessee. Look, Purdue was all about Zach Edey. Well, we know that. He's leaving. At 25-1, I'm not buying in. Michigan State, I've been bashing them for years. Tom Izzo's a great coach, all that. Throw the hoopla on him. He consistently doesn't win when he's expected to win. And this is a year where he's kind of expected to win. 25-1 odds, absolutely not. Tennessee's interesting at 25-1. It is a gauntlet SEC. Tennessee could be interesting at 25-1, but I think that this was that year. And look, Matt Barnes went far, but did he stop the conversation that they can't win? No. Iowa State, I think this is their best Iowa State team this year. Texas is losing some big-time players. Ace Miss is a guy I really liked. Auburn, Gonzaga, Iowa State, Texas, all 30-1. Now, I usually like to take one of these teams. Auburn is a team that I love, Bruce Pearl. I like what he brings to the table. Gonzaga, we know Mark Few is going to be back there. And then three Big East teams at 35-1, Marquette, Creighton, Villanova. I touched on them. And then Illinois, Wisconsin are bringing up the rear 40-1. Look, I got through the 25-1s and nothing was tempting enough. I mean, maybe you could talk me into Tennessee, but no. But now I'm starting to look at the, 40-1 odds, Illinois. Illinois had a great year, couldn't do it. Wisconsin's interesting at 40-1. Because if they could get that consistent scorer, yeah, they could be a threat. But at 40-1, I don't see any value grabbing them now. I want to see what happens in the transfer portal. The Big East, they have three teams, including UConn, makes four that are all in the race here. I don't believe in Villanova. I think that was a product of Jay Wright. I don't believe in Marquette. I am not a Shaka Smart fan. So that leaves Creighton. I thought last year's Creighton team could shoot themselves into a championship. I did. I thought that the three-point shooting was going to be able to shoot themselves in. I will like Creighton again. I like the coach. I like the style. Just not enough to make me go in. So that leaves two. That leaves Auburn and Gonzaga. And while I like Bruce Pearl, and I do, he's not the favorite in the SEC. He's not among the top even two, in my opinion, in the SEC. Alabama and Tennessee are certainly above him. You could throw Kentucky in there, which we'll get to in a moment. So I don't like a team that's going to finish probably third in their own conference at 30-1 odds. Hey, look, they're interesting. I won't get down on you if you want to take Auburn at 30-1 odds. I'm not going to rip you apart if you want to take them. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. But the team that I put my money on is Gonzaga. Gonzaga at 30-1 odds. Look, Mark Few is that coach. They had arguably their worst team in like a decade. He still went to the Sweet 16. That gives you a hedging opportunity at 30-1. Mark Few is going to bring his team with decent talent to a Sweet 16. We've learned that. So can Gonzaga get to an Elite Eight next year with a little bit better talent? Could they get to a Final Four? Yeah. And if they get that far, if they get to the Sweet 16, you can start hedging. If they get to an Elite Eight, you're in a beautiful hedging opportunity. I mean, an absolutely wonderful hedging opportunity. So you're not really betting. At 30-1 odds, you can hedge. So you're not really betting on Gonzaga to win at all. What you're saying is, can Gonzaga get to a point where they're sitting there and they're getting to a Sweet 16 or getting to an Elite Eight? And I think that we are. I think we're in that point with Gonzaga. So Gonzaga 30-1 odds are the best for me at this point when we're talking about futures. Now, two teams I didn't mention, of course, Kentucky and Arkansas. Arkansas jumped from 70-1 down to 30-1 with Coach Cal coming aboard. I think Coach Cal's system, his recruiting, I think it's going to be explosive for Arkansas, which, again, puts another team in the SEC into that thick of the race. But again, I still don't see enough there to make them one of the top two, or maybe not even three teams. I think Cal will have a big impact, not enough to get me to go on a championship for 30-1. If you would give me like 50-1, I'd take a stab. But 70-1 fell quickly to 30-1. I'm not doing it. Kentucky, by the way, went from 16-1 to 20-1. In some books, they've gone all the way down to 25-1 in Pope's inaugural season in Lexington. I cannot go anywhere near that. I don't know what Kentucky's going to look like. They lose their iconic head coach. What is recruiting going to look like? What can Pope do moving over? So overall, look, if I'm going to play a futures play right now, I understand if you want to take a stab at a Tennessee or an Auburn, maybe even an Arkansas. I get it. But you're going in the same conference. If you're looking to take a stab right now, Gonzaga looks like the best stab on the board. 30-1 odds for a team likely to win their conference, for a team likely to go to the Sweet 16, for a team off of a down year in their estimation. Their same head coach, the same core there. Give me Gonzaga for futures play. All right, guys, that's going to do it for me. When we get back next week, we're going to go into the NFL draft and some Major League Baseball as well. I'm Tom Barton from TomBartonSports.com. We'll be back, and you can bet on that.